ride to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, the show. You can join us at 844 again, 967-2789. Joe McNally is on the line, and Dave from MechOne is there too, because I wanted, you know, Joe, we've been talking about what is happening with the Republican Party. Dave clearly is saying that the things that we have been talking about are kind of off kilter, maybe don't represent the Republican Party. It's why I'm allowing him to hang on, because I think you more than anybody else can, you know, do a give and take with him. So let's go back. Dave at the end was clearly agreeing with you, Joe, that what Vladimir Putin is doing is this is the beginning. Now, you know, right. On the other hand of all of this, is we've got some Republicans, including Donald Trump, singing his praises. Joe, we'll go back to you.
Yeah, having grown up during the Cold War, when in this country Republicans were the most anti-communist force in America, including, you know, going so far under the former senator from Wisconsin, Joe McCarthy, to accuse every liberal who supported civil rights or equality in America as being un-American. And they had something they called the House Un-American Activities Committee, basically blacklisting all kinds of people in this country to get them thrown out of teaching jobs people out in Hollywood who were making movies, they were too propaganda in favor of equality and that sort of thing. So, you know, they had to be blacklisted as suspected communists, and it was an ugly period in our history. It amazes me that those anti-communist Republicans of those days have now started to make excuses for Putin and started to support Donald Trump in attacking and in basically, good God, you know, on Fox News, singing the praises of Vladimir Putin as opposed to the President of the United States at the dangerous possible beginning of World War III. I mean, it is hard to believe that Republicans ever got in this position. And they've done it to themselves. They really have, because they have such a hatred for the Democrats. Anyone who's a Democrat, the enemies of this country, in their view, is Joe Biden and Barack Obama, and their hero is Vladimir Putin. It just blows my mind. I really cannot understand it. They talk in circles. They both don't want to go off message from Donald Trump. Whatever he says is the gospel. But I cannot imagine, Ron Johnson, the most embarrassing senator in the United States from Wisconsin, he was one of the biggest anti-communist right-wing Republicans when he got elected. And during Trump's term, he was holding hearings of his committee. He was the chairman of the Senate Home Security Committee. He was actually holding hearings at which he was propounding conspiracy theories about Russia that were created by Vladimir Putin, intelligence service to attack Joe Biden. It was clearly identified. It was identified during the impeachment trial that this was coming from Vladimir Putin in the first impeachment. Donald Trump's the only president in history who's gone through two impeachments, one over January 6th and the other over what he did in Ukraine. And we had, members of the military who were experts on Ukraine. We had the ambassador from Ukraine talking about all of the propaganda that Putin's intelligence service created about Ukraine. And now we hear, David repeating a lot of that too. Just as Ron Johnson promoted it as the gospel, this was Soviet propaganda coming directly from Vladimir Putin.
So Joe, hang on a second, Dave, quickly.
Hey, thank you, Earl. So I remember Joe McNally. I have great respect for him. He was a great journalist for the Journalist.net.
He still is. But go ahead.
Shepherd Express.
Right.
The thing is that if you remember in the third debate against Mitt Romney, Obama mocked Mitt Romney for saying that Russia was the number one enemy, and that has not aged well to this day. Back again, though, if you go back again to 2014 with what Obama did and what Vice President Biden did with Ukraine, they did not.
What does that have to do with today?
It has everything to do with it today, because everything has been leading up. If you look, Putin is not afraid of Biden. He's been in office for almost 50 years.
But he was afraid of Trump. But he was afraid of Trump. Is that what you're saying?
Trump was, because remember, everyone accused Trump he's going to cause the next World War III, because he was unstable, and he was bombing, with ISIS. He did use our military to get rid of a lot of those people. So the fact is that he was not afraid to use the military when needed to get rid of some of the enemies that were potentially attack us. If you remember, Soleimani was killed under Trump.
I know, but that has... Hey, David, we only got a few more seconds or minutes with you, so let's try to stay focused. What Joe has been saying and challenging is there is something going on with the Republican Party of today that is nowhere near what the Republican Party of yesterday was, and that it is so far off the rails that it has become, and created enemies of Americans who are Democrats if they don't agree or believe in the doctrine of the Republican Party. That's what this is about.
Do you want me to respond to that?
Yeah, quick.
Oh, okay. Republicans are not for the Russians. Let's be clear. I mean, I know that people...
They're also not for Democrats. They are for total control of our nation. Even though they say Democrats are trying to do that, they're the ones clearly who we hear speaking in those terms.
First of all, there has been some bipartisanship. We have to remember with the infrastructure plan that just went through.
They were forced into that.
Relief. No, they weren't forced into that. That was agreeable. That passed no problem. The bigger point is this. Do we have differences on certain things between, Medicare for all? Yes, we do. But as far as, other issues, Democrats and Republicans are not that far apart on many issues. You're upset with the fact that, maybe you're looking at, you guys were talking about, public education and dismantling it. It's not dismantling it. It's trying to tweak it. And when they say to break up MPS into four different segments, the current MPS is not working, Earl. There's nothing to lose by trying at this point because MPS...
There's a lot to lose, David. And the problem is...
Right.
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call.
Sure.
Joe, can you hang on, Joe? Because I want you to...
Sure.
David is a prime example of what we're talking about, right? He echoes the talking points.
Sure. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And education is, I think, and should be the big issue in the midterms in Wisconsin, as well as, first of all, getting rid of Ron Johnson. But that also means the importance of hanging on to Tony Evers. He has been the strong supporter of public education. That's why he was elected 4 years ago, because to finally end the gutting of the funding of public education that Scott Walker had carried out for 8 years. And that was why he was brought into office. He was a former superintendent, state superintendent of schools, a strong supporter of education, both at the college level as well as K-12. And he is now trying to use the funding, the enormous state funding that state individual states got to overcome their problems from the Biden administration. To really expand funding of education at every level. At the time that Republicans have decided to destroy it, they really have. This thing,
hey, Joe, hold that thought.
Teach American history anymore.
Joe, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Joe McNally, award-winning journalist, is on the line. You too can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.